Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Tim.
You know, the last time I think I saw you was playing drums. Wasn't that you playing for Bob Seger here at the Q? Was it 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, you know, I've done a bunch of tours, Silver Bullet Band, going back to 1983. So, yeah, it's kind of like my second home.
I thought that was so cool because, what, Bob just call you up and say, hey, we know each other, we're from that state up north, and you know any of our songs and you want to play with us?
Well, no, it actually happened back in 1983. I mean, they were looking for a rock drummer. And Grand Funk had, gone on hiatus at that point. And so I went up, Craig Frost, the keyboard player with the Silver Bullet Band, and he's a former keyboard player with Grand Funk. He played with us from 1972 to 1976.
Okay.
And I've just, I've known all those guys going back 40 plus years. I met Bob the first time back in, it was in the 60s. We were both playing this teen place, Mount Holly, outside of Flint.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don Brewer, the drummer from Grand Funk Railroad, joins us here in 98.5 NCX. Opening for Bob Seger at the Q on Thursday. Tickets are still available. Or you could be like me. I can't do anything during the week because, I mean, my hours just absolutely suck. So six of us bought tickets to go see you in Columbus, the same tube, Grand Funk Railroad and Bob Seger on January the 19th of next year. So there's still a couple tickets left for that show. It's at Nationwide Arena in Columbus. Okay, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask this, so let me get this out of the way. Mark Farner's not with Grand Funk Railroad because why?
Well, you know, we had a situation back in the late 90s, United, gone out on a tour, done a bunch of stuff, and Mark just decided, I'm done. After that, Mel and I put together a new band, and ever since then, there's been a lot of contentious stuff going back and forth about who owns the name and so forth and so on. The name is owned by a corporation, and Mark Farner is part of that corporation, and that's how it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into, all the cattiness of it, but, God, what a shame, because, one day, usually on your dying day, you say, I could have, I should have buried the hatchet. I should have just wake up and enjoy life and just forget about all that nonsense from before.
Well, it'd be easy if it was that easy. But, everything is complicated, and it's too bad. It really is.
I've never heard anyone describe you as being, I'm going to use a euphemism here. I've never heard anybody done, I'm not trying to be blowing smoke here. No one has ever called you a, quote, Richard.
A quote what?
Richard.
Richard, I don't know that referring to.
All right, I'm going to bleep myself. Instead of calling, saying, this guy's a d***, he's a Richard. I'm trying to keep it clean
that's
here.
Good. That's good. I pride myself on having a pretty good reputation in this business. I've been doing it for a long time, and I've got a lot of friends, very few enemies. So I think that's pretty good.
Don Brewer joins us here on 98.5 NCX, GrandFunkRailroad.com. Is there a personal website? I was looking about that for you. Am I missing a personal website for you?
I think there is a Don Brewer appreciation Facebook thing or something like that. My wife tells me about it, and I really don't do that social media stuff. But I think there is something like that out there.
Okay. Open for Bob Seger at the Q on Thursday. Tickets are still available. So let's see. The original two of you, you and Mel, bass player Mel Schachter, have grown to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys with some pretty well-known names. Let's start off with singer Max Carl, for those who don't know who he is, Don.
Absolutely. Max Carl Gronenthal, formerly from 38 Special. Max is the guy that sang and wrote 38's biggest hit, Second Chance.
Yeah.
Also, he was the founder of the band Jack, Mac, and the Heart Attack, if you have a memory going back into the 80s. So I like to say he's probably one of the last blue-eyed soul singers on the planet, and he's just a great fit for Grand Funk. Who else we got? Let me tell you, this band has been touring for 19 years. It's the same band going back to the year 2000. So great bunch of guys.
You got guitar dude Bruce Kulick from Kiss. I love him. I don't know about keyboardist Tim Cashin, so help me out there.
Tim formerly played with Bob Seger in the Silver Bullet Band back in the 90s. He's also been with Robert Palmer, played a while with John Cicada. He's been around. Most of the people that we're involved with, one way, shape, or form, or another, we have this kind of a thing between the Silver Bullet organization and Grand Funk, and it's just, we kind of trade members back and forth. So.
And what? And Kid Rock is pretty badass. I was at his show this past February. I just got over the contact high from all the pot that was in the queue. Don Brewer joins us here on 98.5 NCX from Grand Funk Road. 50 years next month, geez. Now, you had a few of your best albums recorded here at the Cleveland Recording Company on 1935 Euclid Avenue. How come Cleveland and not someplace else, Don?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we were looking back in the late 60s, looking for a place where we could find an engineer, really, that understood rock music. We would go down to the studios in Detroit, you know, and all of that stuff was R&B. I mean, it was just straight out R&B. And Jimi Hendrix was coming along, Cream was coming along. All these bands were, you know, and we needed to have somebody that understood how to get a feedback guitar sound on tape.
Motown was that huge in Detroit, you couldn't find one person that could help you with rock.
Absolutely not. You know, wow. Everything was so old school, you know, old school. You know, you do a feedback guitar, and it was like, what's that? Turn that off. Yeah, I mean, you just couldn't find it. So we found Ken Hammond, who owned Cleveland Recording, and, you know, we hooked up with him through our former manager, Terry Knight, and went down to Cleveland and recorded our first album on time down there. We did six albums there, and closer to home, one of our biggest hits was recorded there with the Cleveland Philharmonic.
You know, nothing against Berry Gordy, but he certainly had every recording studio book going on with those great bands, the Supremes and the Four Tops and what have you. Don Brewer joins us here at 98.5 NCX. I don't think you can add. God, you're 70? You don't look it.
All I can do is laugh. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. I'm starting to feel a little bit old, but I'm still going.
Graduate of Swartz Creek High School around Flint, Michigan. I'm looking at the SC mascot. Is that a dragon or a devil?
The Swartz Creek Dragons, definitely. That's where I actually changed from being a clarinet player to a drummer.
I never knew that.
Was playing in the band, the junior high band, actually, and they were looking for a guy to move out of one of the other sections into the drum section because it was all girls in the drum section, and they needed somebody to carry the bass drum in the marching band. And, of course, I hated playing the clarinet, and it was all girls in the drum section. You know, it was a no-brainer.
Who made you take up the clarinet?
Oh, my mother, you know. I mean, if you want to play music, you got to learn how to play either the trumpet or wind instrument, you know, and you got to do all. So it was one of those kind of things. She also wanted me to be an accountant, so show you how much I listened to her.
Yeah, you're a taller guy. You're what, 6 foot something, aren't you?
6'4", yeah.
You didn't play any sports at 6'4". You could have been playing for the Pistons or something.
No, I was a wimp. I could play, you know, a little driveway kind of basketball, that kind of stuff. But I was never one of those guys.
Swartz Creek High School is still there. It's got to be a cool school. Swartz Creek has a girls and boys bowling team. That's what I was in high school. I was a bowler.
Yeah, the Future Farmers of America was a very big organization there, too.
Don Brewer on 98.5 NCX, from Grand Funk Railroad. Thursday night, Bob Seger and Grand Funk at the Q. Tickets are still available, or you can be like me. I'm going to the Columbus show on Saturday, January the 19th. Man, thanks for chatting and sharing. I had fun.
Thank you. It'll be a great show. We just played one last week in Des Moines with this combination. It's a great show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.